Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Peris. It's a pleasure being in your company this morning because I've got some exciting news from Visakhapatnam. I think Bangladesh is one of the most unluckiest teams in this World Cup. They are the most improved side. They were so unlucky to lose to England. And I tell you what, yesterday against South Africa, it was a slip between the cup and the lip for this young team led by Jyoti, who really came out with a sterling performance. And mind you, South Africa was saved by the bell. I thought for a moment they'll choke as usual, but they managed to scrape through with just two balls to spare. Let's go into the details. Bangladesh winning the toss, electing to bat first, did a sterling job by scoring 232 runs for 6 wickets. So this talk about they can't reach 200 runs with their low batting levels is all out of the window. The star of the day was Shona Akhtar. She made the quickest half century in World Cup cricket in this competition, even beating Alyssa Healy. She made 51 in just 34 deliveries. She was wonderful to watch. And Pinky Huck made 30, coming back to the side after some time. And Rubia Haider, 25. Shabin Akhtar, 50. Excellent knock there. And Sultana, 32. So, most of the batters for Bangladesh, despite the fact that they were on a low ebb up front, up the ante, especially after the 40th over. Look at it from this angle, right? The first wicket fell on 1 for 53 because they were struggling in the power play overs. And when it got to the 40th over, they were 150 for 3. But they made 82 runs in the last 10 overs. They are proving that they are a fine subcontinent side, even much higher rated than Sri Lanka or Pakistan, and rightly so. I'll tell you what, the South Africans were in trouble. In fact, the game was lost by Bangladesh because they dropped vital catches. Catchers win matches, and they need to realize that. They nearly pulled it off even at the last moment in the 48th over, but sadly, an important catch straight into the hands of Shona Akhtar at long on, was grasped into the hands. But they say the ball was slippery, fair enough. But there again, you need to take these catches. So what did South Africa do? They got to the target with two balls to spare. Lorna Woolworth's run out for 31 looked appalling. Marizanne Kapp made 56 and Cholly Tyrone 62, who ultimately won the Player of the Match award. But Nadine de Klerk, you remember her, never forget that name. She was instrumental in South Africa's win against India. She made an unbeaten 37. And she was the one who was dropped in the 48th over at deep long on by Shona Akhtar. Had that catch been taken, I'll be reading a different script to you this morning. So there we go. I thought South Africa will choke, but they managed to win by 3 wickets with 2 balls to spare. End of the day, they won the game. And like what Woolworth said at the prize-giving ceremony, she's happy to get the 2 points. And the Bangladesh captain gave praise to her player. She said, yeah, we missed a few catches. But end of the day, she's very happy the way her team put her hand up. Right, we also have one more result, and this is not a result, but the update from India, where India is playing against West Indies in the second test. Remember, India made 518, West Indies 248. They were asked to follow on, but they made 390 in the second innings. And India is on the brink of victory because they're 63 for 1. They need another 58 runs to win this game. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Peris this morning on our cricket roundup. But remember, today Sri Lanka will play against New Zealand, and everyone envisages the results because Sri Lanka is not up to standards. And let me repeat once again, the team in the subcontinent that has improved most in World Cup 2025 is a young Bangladesh side. I think Sri Lanka can take a lesson when I emphasize on that word young. Thanks for listening. Let's listen to a piece of music and relax. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time.